What's up?
There's a woodpecker outside of my window.
Are you okay?
It's very cute.
Oh, okay. I thought you were scared of it.
Scared of a woodpecker? No, I just got excited.
You had a very frightened look on your face.
A cardinal.
Welcome back to bird watching.
There's a lot of cool birds outside my window right now.
You know, there's cool birds outside my window too, but I don't interrupt what we're doing to talk about them or look at them.
Yeah, so welcome back to, what is this podcast called?
This is episode 6 of Are We Still Doing This?
Are We Still Doing This?
With your hosts, yeah. Grape and George.
Actually, we should just call this podcast Grape and George.
That's what I call our track names when I'm editing.
Love that.
But in all seriousness, which this podcast is very serious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's we're doing some real journalism.
hard-hitting, really life-changing journalism going on mm-hmm. here on Do We Still Dig This? That's with the name.
With your hosts, Georgia Gove.
And Grace. What if I'm just Grace?
Honestly, I mean, be the share of the podcast.
No, it's more like Jack on Will and Grace. Mm. Just Jack.
Just Jack, yep. You are the Jack of the podcast.
Am I the Jack?
Kind of. Well, no, you're kind of like a mixture.
I'm Karen.
Yeah, you're kind of a mixture of Jack and Karen. And I'm a mixture of Will and Grace.
I love that for us. I really love that for us.
Oh, man. Anyway, what are we chatting about today? What are we getting into?
We are getting into our most random topic yet, which is Dunkin' Donuts caramel lattes.
Yeah, we promise that we talk about foodstuffs.
This is the introduction to our food segment, our food category. I'm burping.
You have to burp.
Yeah, Dunkin' Donuts caramel lattes, which I think it was your suggestion. And I would didn't remember that we were like into this, but like I would have never been like, oh yeah, we were really into that. Let's do that as a topic.
I really wanted to do food, and it might be a bad idea. Like this might be a horrible idea, but like we'll see. We'll see what happens.
This is actually like a backdoor pilot to our food related podcast mm-hmm. that we're gonna spin off of this
one. I feel like this episode is gonna get progressively more hyper. Like I'm gonna get into like Elliot level of fast talking by the end of this episode, because this is probably more sugar and caffeine than I have had in years, you know, like I guess that's not true, because there are times when I've tried some of those like sugary Starbucks lattes.
Yeah.
But I feel like there's a difference between that and like a Dunkin' Donuts caramel latte.
I would agree. I think I stopped drinking really sugary drinks in like college. I used to drink white chocolate mochas from Starbucks, and I don't know how I did that. They're disgusting. What are your initial thoughts? Because we are currently... I'm halfway through mine.
Yeah, I guess we should talk about what we got. I got a medium, which is what I used to get is like a medium hot caramel latte. Mm-hmm. No, like I didn't take out any of the sugar, which usually if I do get like a sugarier drink, you know, at a place nowadays, I'll be like one pump, you know, like just a little, just like a hint of that sugary flavor. But I got no substitutions this time. And I'll be honest, I think it's really good still. I'm vibing. It is way too much sugar for me. It mm-hmm. is so much sugar. I was like, I'm going to, after we get off this podcast, I'm going to do like 3 productive things and then I'm going to pass out.
Crash, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to crash hard.
That's what I was going to say. I was like, I feel like I'm like headed for a crash.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have to agree. I'm really digging it. I sometimes will get I find Dunkin' Donuts coffee in general to be extremely bitter.
It is bitter. It's burnt.
I think it's a conspiracy to sell you more donuts. But if I do get an iced coffee, sometimes I will put one pump of flavor in it. Like I'll ask for a pump of vanilla or a pump of caramel. So it's not like this is completely like I've like haven't had anything like this in a very long time. But yeah, when I when the lady asked me, she was like, oh, milk and sugar. And I was like, yeah, do it.
Do it. Do it to me, Dave.
Just here we go.
You got an iced version.
I did get an iced version, which is why I'm
shake that cup. Shake that ice maraca.
Which is why I'm clanking over here on my end. Yeah, it's a beautiful day out. And I was like, I'm getting an iced because I feel like we did used to get iced back in the day. Like, I feel like when it was summer, we would get iced drinks for sure. And I'm like, yeah, if we were this obsessed with them, we would not have always gotten hot. I feel like we definitely dabbled. I do remember us mostly drinking the hot version, though.
This was like the first coffee drink that I think I really drank. You know, it was like my introduction to coffee. Mm. And I guess we should talk about like why we're talking about caramel lattes. And it's because like early on, I feel like it was really early on in our friendship. Mm-hmm. You know, like we were preteens. So like we started getting into coffee, you know, like we would get caramel lattes. At the Dunkin' Donuts, which
see you remember this way more than I do,
because we were obsessed with them.
I remember us drinking them. I don't remember us like making it a part of our life in such a way, but like I guess we did. Did we always go to the Dunkin' Donuts next to Varsity?
Yeah,
yeah. Was that our place?
Varsity Pizza in Lawrence, New Jersey. Is it? Wait, what the fuck?
Yeah. Lawrenceville.
Lawrenceville. Oh, my God. I've been away too long.
But no, that's the one that I just went to just now, which they have renovated several times, by the way. It does not look like it did when in our heyday. We went. But yeah, I like that's more what I remember is just us like going there and just feeling like adults because we were ordering coffee. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Feeling like adults, but then we would drink them and just act like fucking children, you know, just because we were children. We were babies. And it was like, I was thinking about this because there's a Dunkin' Donuts, you know, like a couple blocks from my house, which is where I got mine. There's actually two Dunkin' Donutses. I actually might have gone to the one that's further away now that I'm thinking about it. Like there's two, I'm sandwiched in between two Dunkin' Donuts and I forget that the other one is there. So I don't know. They might be equidistant, but I almost never go to Dunkin' Donuts nowadays. What was I talking about right before this?
I don't know, actually.
I have no idea. Anyway.
Here we go.
I don't really go to Dunkin' Donuts that often anymore, you know?
Are you more of a Starbucks gal these days?
I make mine at home. Like, I'm a home coffee person, especially now during the pandemic. But usually, if I'm getting coffee out, I guess it would be Starbucks. I mean, either way, I feel like both Starbucks and Dunkin' Donuts are both, like, bitter coffee. Like it's not great coffee if you're just going there for coffee.
I disagree. I think Starbucks is good.
You think Starbucks
I'm
is
one
good?
Of those people that's fair that likes it. I think it's good because it's strong. It's really strong, and so is
it is really strong,
which is how I like my coffee.
Yeah, I like strong coffee too. Yeah, I make it at home on the Chemex more often than not. Even when I
so
was
pretentious.
Like, I am a pretentious coffee person. I'm not that pretentious, okay? I'm not like
yeah, guys. I have a Chemex, like no big deal.
I have a Chemex,
like, just like whatever. Don't worry about it.
It's better, okay? It is delicious in the Chemex. don't judge it. It's
I'm not
it's nice.
The
it was like
Chemex.
The first thing that my
I'm judging you.
It's good. It's good coffee.
This is really what this episode is going to be about.
It's how pretentious I am. It is true that I talked to Tucker about getting like a good coffee setup. Mm-hmm. Like we should get like a coffee bean, a bean grinder. And like, you know, I have like an electric kettle already.
Yeah.
And then we could like have like a little coffee station and like grind our own beans in the morning.
Yeah.
And that is pretentious. And I will own up to that, but it is delicious. And I'm spending less money on coffee, which is good. So,
but like you're still spending money on like the equipment.
The equipment, yeah. I mean, but that would be a one-time expense.
Yeah, I am. You know? I have to say, like, I agree with you. It's good, and all that, and whatever, etc. But like, I am way too fucking lazy for that. Like, I am not, especially in the morning, I'm not fucking putting that much effort. I used to, back when I was living with Kathy, she was working at Small World in Princeton. Mm-hmm.
Great coffee shop.
Amazing coffee shop. Shout out to Small World in Princeton, New Jersey. But she was working there. And so she would, like, she had all, like, fancy stuff. And I had, I don't think we had a regular coffee maker. So I used to do the drip coffee, because I do have a pour over, which is great. It's just a simple little one. Anyway, then when I moved back here, I was just like, nope, normal coffee time. I was like, I'm not, it was just, it's so much effort to like do that. I just don't really, it's just too much.
Yeah. We have a, normal coffee maker from Tucker's side of the family.
Side of the family.
Yeah, I know. I started that sentence and then I was like, how am I ending this?
From Tucker's family.
From it's not even from Tucker's family. It's just from when he moved in.
Oh.
That's all it is.
His
family.
So from Tucker.
From Tucker. Yeah, Tucker brought this like regular drip coffee machine, but it's just like watery. It's not my favorite. And I just find like, I find the Chemex relatively easy.
Gotta just load it up. You just like shove coffee in there. They're like, here's the recommended amount. And you're like, no. You just keep shoving it in there.
See, that's why I use the
until
Chemex.
Until it screams, stop.
My coffee goes further. Until it screams, no more. No more coffee. You get like grounds inside of your coffee maker. No, I wasn't that pretentious about coffee. And I'm still like, I mean, I'm not the most pretentious coffee person in the world. I'm more pretentious. I'm middle.
I didn't say you were.
I'm middle level pretentious.
Just the way you brought up the fact that you have a Chemex.
I have a Chemex.
You're like, and like the Chemex that I use, like so casually dropping it in there.
Because it's what I do every morning. It's casual because it's my life. Oh, man.
What would this podcast be if I wasn't like lightly bullying you?
That's true. What would our friendship be if you weren't lightly bullying me?
Out of love, obviously.
I know. It's so funny because I like the people that I love the most definitely are the people that like call me on bullshit. Mm-hmm. You, yeah. My sister, you know, all my best friends are generally the people that are just like razz me slightly, yeah. But in a loving way.
It's true. Anyway, back to coffee. Does it hold up?
Yeah, does it hold up? I know. I was like, I don't think our questions really work for food.
No, let's do it. Let's do it. Does it hold up?
I'm going to say yes and no.
I'm going to say, here are the problematic things that Dunkin' Donuts has done.
Yeah, there's a lot of problematic things about Dunkin' Donuts. I'm going to say yes in a way. It is still delicious. I still like the caramel latte.
It is.
Am I going to drink it ever again? No. It's way too much sugar. It's way too much sugar.
It's good. And I have to say, I'm glad we're doing this on a really nice day. Mm-hmm. It's like a nice little like summery treat. It's not summer, but it feels like that because I was like, little summery treat.
Yeah, I feel like we should talk more about like our history with caramel lattes because it was like,
well, go ahead. I said, I probably will remember as you're saying things, but I super don't.
This is what I was gonna say like eons ago.
Yeah,
I was thinking about the fact that this was. We used to drink these lattes, and then I had an old, like, I had a MacBook, like, the kind with the rounded bottom that had the little adjustable, like, arm with the flat screen.
Yeah,
it had, like, a recorder. Like, it could record your voice. Like, it had a microphone in it, and it could record your voice, and it was really the first any sort of technology that I had that could record my voice, you know?
Yeah, this was before our smartphones.
Yeah, this was before smartphones, before, like, every laptop had a built-in, you know, voice recorder. So we used to drink these lattes and then go back to my house, to my dad's house, and we would just, like, record what would be insane podcasts now. Like, literally just absolute hyped up nonsense. Like, we used to joke that it felt like we were on drugs, which is kind of true because like caffeine is a drug.
We used to say we were on crack, like constantly.
Yeah, which is very problematic, but
I mean, we were, what, 12?
Yeah, we were 12, but we were just like, we're on crack. And like, oh, crack. Man, which is, again, problematic, but
that doesn't hold up.
Us at 12 does not hold up.
But does anybody?
We were stupid children. But we used to like,
we didn't know what that was, like, to be fair.
No, we had no idea.
This we were just like, it's a drug that makes you silly.
Yeah. That's all we knew. But at the same time, like, it really was, I mean, we were on a drug. Like, caffeine is a drug. And it was, like, our first, like, it was my first time, other than, like, Coke. But, like, Coke, I feel like, and coffee are, like, two
Coca-Cola,
different.
Coca-Cola, let's just clarify that.
Yes. Other than, like, the cocaine that I was snorting all throughout my childhood. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But even that, I wasn't allowed to have, like, Coca-Cola that often.
Oh, really?
Yeah. At least in my dad's house. In my mom's house, it was kind of free reign. So, I've never talked about, I don't think I've ever talked about this on the podcast before. Or really any podcast, I don't know. But, like, my parents were divorced when I was young. So, like, I grew up and, like, they had an agreement through their divorce that I would spend a week with my mom, a week with my dad, and they would switch off, you know, every week. So, like, I grew up kind of, like, split between two homes. And it was weird, the difference between my houses, because at my dad's house, it was, like, granola, you know, like healthier foods. Like, I was only allowed to have healthier foods. I was never allowed to have
super healthy.
My mom is healthy, but at her house, there was an entire fridge dedicated to soda. There's an entire fridge dedicated to soda. That's where I had all my, like, candy, like, all of those, like, squeeze. Do you remember that, like, squeeze gel sugar? It was just, like, a tube of sugar that you could squeeze into your mouth. I remember having a ton of those at my mom's house that my dad would have, like, took one look at and been like, absolutely the fuck not. You're not allowed to have that. Are you crazy?
Yeah, he was a lot more conscious, I think, of what you...
Yeah.
I think your mom was just like, sure.
Yeah.
You're only here for this amount of time? Sure. I think it was more of a that thing rather than her not caring. Because, of course, she cared.
No, because my mom is very healthy, you know?
She's like, so healthy. I remember you complaining in high school because this was, like, when you were living with her. This was, like, after your dad passed away. And you would complain that she would make you salads.
Did I really?
Yes, Georgia. You'd be like... I tell my mom I'm hungry, and she makes me a salad, and I'm like, no, I want a hamburger. And I'd be like, I feel like she's just looking out for you.
Yeah, no, that's true. That is accurate. It's probably true to my experience, too. I wanted a hamburger. Don't I always?
You ate a lot of hamburgers.
I liked hamburgers.
I was, like, concerned about you.
Come on now.
No, I'm just kidding.
Did not eat that many hamburgers.
Morning, afternoon, and night, Georgia was shoveling.
She was eating a hamburger. Oh, my God. I was thinking about, so I saw this tweet earlier that was like, do you remember Super Size Me?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, because it was like a big thing.
It was a big thing.
And like this quote unquote nutritionist on Twitter was just like, ugh, remember when this guy ate McDonald's for three meals a day and then like didn't exercise and then wondered why he like almost had a heart attack or had a heart attack? And she was like, ugh, McDonald's isn't that bad for you guys, just like don't eat it for every meal. And I was like, I think you took the wrong lesson from Super Size Me. I think like, and she's like I'm a nutritionist, I believe in healthy things too, but like a little McDonald's isn't gonna kill you. I'm like, okay, there's a lot of things wrong with what you just said. She was like, if the things that are wrong with McDonald's are the things that are wrong with like half of the restaurant industry. And I was like, no, I mean, like people have done like reports on the fries at McDonald's and are just like, can we call them from potatoes? Not really. They're not really from potatoes anymore. Like I was like, I feel like McDonald's is a different beast than pretty much every other restaurant. It's just
and
like,
also I feel like she's basically reiterating the point of the documentary. I'm like, yes, the point was don't eat it all the time.
Yeah, the point was don't eat it all the time.
That was the point.
Yeah, exactly. It was just like, it ain't good
so
for you.
Funny.
But also, I think the point was that it is, you know, like, the thing for me is, like, it is one... McDonald's is sometimes the only option for people. You know, it's like, it's an affordable option. It's
or the
like,
cheap, yeah, the cheapest,
or the cheap option.
Sure.
It's just like, yeah. In some places, it's like, McDonald's has pushed out a lot of local restaurants that might have been, you know... better quality stuff, But now, like, mm-hmm. they've been forced out by McDonald's. So, like, yeah. it is the only option. And some taking the wrong, good on you, Twitter, taking the wrong lesson.
As usual. As fucking usual.
Yeah. And I was like, I get it. There's a lot of issues. I was like, this is dumb that you're doing this. Obviously, this Twitter isn't good is just
like a case study in like how badly people misunderstand pretty much everything.
Yeah, they do misunderstand pretty much anything. But why I brought up McDonald's is because I was legit a fish of filet girl. Like I would unironically get the fish of filet and liked it, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. I liked it. That is a gross fact about me.
Well, that's okay. I've eaten it too. I don't eat meat, and that, you know, that's the only option there if you don't eat meat or chicken.
Chicken is meat, though.
What?
You're like, meat or chicken?
Shut up. I meant red meat, you know what I meant. Yeah, I mean, it's McDonald's. I mean, who cares? I hate, you know, people... I don't know where I'm going with this. I feel like the latte is hitting me.
I know. I'm getting a little... Getting a little bust.
Completely losing my train of thought. Yeah. I love when people are like, I don't know, just when they're judging you for one aspect of what you do, but then they turn around and they do something very similar. Like, I have also seen hate for Filet-O-Fish on Twitter, and I'm just like, or whatever, the internet. And then people, I'm like, but you eat other things from there. It's the same. It's the same gross chemicals. It's the same...
Yeah,
it's the same. Pretzels is the same, guys. I don't understand why we have to do this. But people just like feeling morally superior. So
they do. They do like feeling morally superior. And it's, you know, I noticed that with like the COVID stuff, too, is that there are people who are not doing the right and the safe thing. And yep. But then there are the people who are just like out here judging everyone.
Well,
for anything that they do. And it's like,
yes.
Okay.
Yes. And what cracks me up is that it'll be like they'll severely judge someone for a certain thing, but then they'll just go out and like do something else and be like, no, 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 that's fine. And I'm like, how are you gonna like, oh, I can't believe you grocery shop in person, but then they go and they get on a plane.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, hello.
Yeah, excuse
me. How do you think the one of those is better than the other?
Yeah, I just, you know, like comedy.
Also, sorry.
No, go ahead.
So way off topic with this episode, which I knew
we would be. Yeah, because, I mean, there's not that much to talk about with caramel lattes. The fun is us just getting hyper and talking about whatever bullshit comes in our minds, like we used to do on like my old computer that has been sold to somebody. And I hope somebody wiped that hard drive. I really hope that those recordings of us at like 12 don't still exist.
I really hope that they do. And whoever bought that old Mac was just like, these children should have been supervised. But, no, my favorite thing was way in the beginning of COVID when people were like, don't even go in the grocery store, like, just get it home delivered or go pick it up. Like, ugh, like, I can't believe that people are doing this. And I was like, the privilege
in yeah, what the you privilege.
Are saying right now, the privilege. I was like, bitch, I live on the edge of Trenton. Like, you think people are getting home delivered? Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, exactly. It's like
people don't have the option.
Yeah, I mean, if somebody is walking around in a grocery store not wearing a mask, sure, judge the fuck out of them. Like, that is judgment worthy. Yeah, but judging somebody going to a grocery store at all is like, what the fuck is wrong with you? What the fuck is wrong with you? Not everyone can afford to have... It's expensive to do Instacart.
So fucking expensive. You know? Because I looked into it, like, way at the beginning, and I was like, yeah, that's a good option. Then I was like... Hello? No.
Yeah. Yeah. And the issue is not people going to grocery stores to grocery shop. That was never the issue with COVID. It was like people gathering in small groups that spread it more than anything else.
Yes. But for some reason, the grocery store thing became such a point of like people like, again, feeling morally superior because they got their groceries delivered. Like, it just cracked me up. I was like, this is probably the most necessary thing that you have to go and do, which is get food.
get food to like, eat.
To eat to live. I'm like,
or you're like me and you live to eat.
I agree with that. I also love to eat for sure. 100%. If you don't love food, like,
yeah, you're wrong. If you don't love food, you're wrong. If you don't love food, you're wrong.
Oh boy.
That's my food channel. That's my character food channel. If you don't love food, you can get the fuck out my life.
Love food. What's that one show? The Pioneer Woman.
Have yeah, you seen her? I have. Yeah,
I hate her.
I like her recipes, but her as a person, I'm not a fan. Okay, tell me why you hate her.
Because she's like creepy. I don't know. She's like Stepford Wives.
Yeah,
she's like,
she is.
And now I'm going to make this casserole for my pastor. And he lives down the street. And here we go. And I'm just like, huh?
And here's the thing. I have
I'm sure she's a nice person, whatever.
Yeah. Whatever. I have a lot of issues with Christianity in particular because I've had bad experiences. But like, I have no problem with faith. If you have faith in something, great. That is, I'm never here to take that away from you. If that helps you get through the day, I'm all for it. Mm-hmm. But I just hate the culture of the culture of Christianity really creeps me out. the culture of it is just like, I'm just like, I'm going to church, going to like a Catholic church and sitting there and everyone is like repeating the same things and singing the same songs. I'm like, this doesn't seem like culty to anyone. this doesn't seem like okay. A cult to
it's
anyone.
It's an okay cult. No, listen, I agree with you. My own personal views. But I think that we should mention that both of us went to Catholic school at different stages of our life. So we've had very entrenched experiences.
Yes.
with Catholicism in particular.
In particular, yeah.
So I feel like we're, you know, we've had experience. It's not like we're just sitting here being like, religion. But we are both very into mysticism, which cracks me up that we sort of separately, as we grew up, got into that.
Yeah, I'm very much into like, I am a spiritual person, you know, like my belief system, and I like mysticism because it's fun more than anything else. And it's like a way to direct my energy in an intentional way.
It's as real as anything else. Like, you know what I mean? Like, how are you going to say it's not as real as like Jesus being a guy? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
as Jesus being a guy.
He was a guy.
Jesus famous for being a guy.
Well, basically, he was a guy. We were talking about this on Easter. My mom was like, do you guys think Jesus was real? And Corinne and I were like, yeah, but he was probably like just a guy, you know? Important conversation.
It's interesting because like Jesus was, and this is on topic because Easter just happened, even though it will not be anywhere near Easter when this episode comes out. But we are on topic
to our latte.
To our current reality, it's on topic.
The thing about Jesus.
I've been talking about religion a lot with various different people lately for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Well, Tucker took a religion class, which is probably why. Mm. But basically, I mean, like what he pointed out to me, which I think is really interesting, is that like, first of all, I think Jesus was a rabbi. There's a lot of proof to say that he did exist, but he was like one of many prophets at the time. You know, like there was many messiahs out there. It was so many people like preaching. You know that scene in Life of Brian where there's all those people talking about God and religion and whatever, and he falls down and he starts like preaching when like he gets a following. He falls on top of one of the people proselytizing.
Yeah.
And then he has to like start giving a religious speech.
Yeah.
There is proof to say that there were tons of people, but Jesus just broke through because they think through his religious class, Tucker learned, you know, like Christianity stemmed from Judaism, you know, it was like, but there's no monks in Judaism. And I don't think there's any monks in Islam. either, mm-hmm. which are two religions that stemmed from, you know, Christianity and Islam stemmed from Judaism.
Yep.
And so what they hypothesize is that Jesus was a rabbi, and that he spent a lot of time in India and kind of like learned a lot of the stuff that he talks about, that, and why he broke through is because he combined like Judaism and like Buddhism, Hinduism, because there's no monks in those other two Abrahamic religions, but there's monks in Hinduism, there's monks in Buddhism, you know, like, and a lot of Jesus's teachings, when you boil it down, do sound very like Buddhist teachings.
Mm-hmm.
So
what, like love each other and shit?
Yeah, love each other, that we're all like one, you know, like it's, you know, treat each other like you want yourself to be treated. Like it's all, there's a lot of stuff that like boils down. Like when you think about it, it does like seem very akin to like Buddhist ideology.
When did he do that though?
I mean, between the years of like, you know, when, like in the Bible, when he like disappears, when he's like a teen and then doesn't show up again until he's like 33. So in those years.
Okay.
That's what they think.
Sure, I buy it.
Yeah, I buy it too, because the most compelling piece of evidence for me is that there are no monks in other kinds of religion, in those other Abrahamic religions, but there are monks in, as far as I know, there might be monks in Islam. I have no idea about that. I don't think so, though.
No, there's not.
Thank you. Okay. Yeah, I didn't think so. So that's why that is compelling to me, is like he like learned from Buddhism. And Buddhism is more an ideology than a religion anyway. It's become a religion, but it's more like an ideological thing. Anyway. Yeah,
definitely.
Anyway, that's why I think Jesus was a real person. He did a retreat in a monastery and like came back and was like, okay, here's the thing, y'all.
Here's some stuff. And everybody was like, cool. This is a whole new religion now.
This is a whole new religion. So. Yeah, I don't like organized religion in any sense. Yeah. It all makes me uncomfortable. Even organized mysticism, I'm like, all right, guys.
Well, because it gets culty, like, so fast.
So quickly.
I was like, there was this post that was like, about how Gen Z is like, definitely going to start a cult pretty soon. I was like, totally. Not start a cult, but like a lot of Gen Zs will be led into a cult.
Yeah, it's going to be like the 70s again, I think.
Yeah. No, and it was funny, like they were pointing out like, oh, like we're in a certain cultural time, we're in a certain economic time, we have these factors going on, like we have da 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 and da da da, and like, and I was like, that's a really fucking good point. I'm done my latte now, as you can hear on the podcast.
Yeah.
I'm just slurping the ice down.
Slurping the ice. Second drink. Anyway, caramel lattes. One of my favorite memories of like drinking caramel lattes is one time with your Uncle Tom when we were, there was like out in the back of our like Dunkin' Donuts Baskin Robbins combo in Lawrenceville, there was like that little like wooden section, that little like wooden
the deck.
Yeah. That's the word, deck, where you could sit down. And of course, like all these teens, because it's right across from like a school, so all these teens had like carved different things into the bench, and your Uncle Tom was just like razzing on these teens.
I remember you bringing up this story. I cannot remember for the life of me what it was that we found so funny that like
I can't remember either.
He kept saying. That was like, I don't know, like it was something stupid that somebody had carved, and he just like kept just like fun
going
of
in on it. It was like I think it was like a couple, like it was like Tommy loves Jody, and he was like, yeah. Oh Tommy, yeah. Oh Tommy and Jody.
Yeah, that was basically.
That was basically it. But we were so hyped up on caffeine. And another thing I remember is one time we got hyped up on caramel lattes, and then we went to your backyard. We were like karate chopping bubbles.
The karate chopping bubbles is probably my number one memory from us drinking caramel lattes. Just like full on thinking we were so cool.
Yeah, we were just like, oh, yeah, jumping off your porch, karate chopping bubbles. We were hyped. And you had a trampoline, which was very fun.
Yeah, endless fun.
Especially when you were hyper on sugar.
Honestly, I wish I had a trampoline as an adult.
Me too. I would hurt myself, though. Like, I definitely would.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I would hurt myself. I would fall off for sure.
Very no, you just get one of those screens around it. That like tea tab. You don't fall off of it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
No, I think that's smart. Because I feel like if more adults had trampolines, like a lot of people would go on them drunk. So I feel like having the screen would be like a good idea. Because I would definitely go on one drunk if I had one.
Yeah, I would throw up. I would get on drunk and then I would be like, oh no.
That's so funny.
I got roller skates.
Ooh.
Which I'm very pumped about. And I'm very pumped. And I tried them on and was like rolling around in the apartment like a little bit just to be like, ooh, are these the right fit? And like excited to try them out. And Tucker was with me and he was like kind of like, you know, like I was like a little baby, like about to fall. And
he's following you.
He was. And I did absolutely eat shit. I ate shit. Like 5 minutes into owning roller skates.
Have I
tried them on again? No, because I need to put on all the protective. I bought protective gear. So
yeah,
to put on all the protective gear. So I do not want a concussion.
No, I feel like anybody who has recently bought roller skates in their adult life can probably tell you the same thing. I feel like everybody, because it's one of those things that you're just not used to being on wheels.
No.
I don't think the human body was like meant to be put on wheels, but we continue to put it on wheels.
We continue to put ourselves on wheels because you know what? We're innovative.
Gotta go fast. We as humans are just like, how fast can we go?
Have you seen those little like that one wheel thing that you like sit on? It's like a little motorcycle, but only one wheel and you like ride on it. You sit on it and ride.
It's a motorcycle, but only one wheel.
Yeah, it's a motorcycle, but one wheel.
It's a unicycle. It's a motorized.
It's a motorized unicycle.
I have not seen this.
Yeah, I saw one on the road, and I was like, "That's a terrible idea."
Holy shit! You saw one in the wild? That's crazy.
I did see one in the wild. I was like, "That's a terrible idea." One pothole, and you're done.
Yeah,
for.
Really, you are done. I mean, motorcycles are even dangerous enough. Like, people die on motorcycles enough. All Why would you done. Be like, you know what this needs? Less wheels.
Less wheels. I need to go fast on less wheels.
This needs one less wheel than is here. No, you know what I also hate are those, I don't even know what they are. They're, like, not cars. They look like racing cars, but you can take them out on the road and they have tons of like lights and shit. And you always see some like 45-year-old white guy.
Oh, yeah. Those like weird four-wheeled motorcycle things.
What the hell are those? I hate them.
They're always so loud. They're always playing loud music. It's like a land yacht, you know? It's like
kinda.
Exactly. It's really just like, look at how much money I have.
It's just like, look at me.
Hey, look at me.
I'm having a midlife crisis, everyone.
Remember like, when cool. my dad bought a Porsche?
Your dad's Porsche was cool though.
My dad's Porsche was cool. But he definitely went through a midlife crisis and bought a Porsche.
Okay. What's funny, though, is I remember you saying that when he bought it.
I did. I told him to his face.
You were just like, you're having a midlife crisis, Dad. And he was just like, ha, ha.
Turns out it was an end life crisis for him because he died shortly after. Ayo, sad joke.
Oh, boy. I feel like we should not record right after you have a therapy session anymore. We should make that a rule.
Okay, well, so how do you think that lattes have affected the culture?
How do you think caramel lattes from Dunkin' Donuts specifically have impacted culture? I think they've very much impacted culture.
Yeah, I mean, like, who hasn't had a caramel latte from Dunkin' Donuts?
Dunkin' Donuts in general is just like...
Yeah, they made everyone think that bagels should taste like that.
People already thought that, though, in, like, other parts of the world.
That's true. Window report, there is a squirrel that is looking directly in my eyes right now.
That's good.
There's, like, a little nook in the tree that's, like, right eye level, and it's, like, a good, like, squirrel spot. Mm. He's just, like, chilling, sunning himself.
Your cats, like, freak out.
They do, yeah. Yeah, he's very cute. Hello, friend. He's like flat out, like laying out, spread eagle on this tree.
It's a nice day out. He should.
It is a nice day out. He's having a time. Okay, so do we still dig lattes?
Anyway, do we still dig this?
What do you think?
What do you think?
What are your thoughts?
What do you think?
What do I think? What do I think? What do I think?
Me?
Kind of. I still love coffee. I think this got me on to loving coffee. And now I can't live without coffee. So
that's kind of true. Yeah. Did this like start our caffeine addiction?
Yes.
Probably.
Back to the previous question real quick about like how did it affect culture. I think like there were a lot of people who got into coffee through sugary drinks. Probably lot of them through Dunkin' Donuts caramel lattes. Totally. So I think it had a big effect on getting a generation of people into coffee.
Yeah, I didn't do any research for this, but I wonder...
What research would we do?
You know, like, when did Dunkin' Donuts first introduce the caramel latte, and, you know, what was its critical reception? Are you going to Google that right now?
I'm going to Google it right now.
Well, I was just thinking, I was like, wasn't it around... am I just misremembering this? Wasn't it around our childhood that Starbucks... crazy drinks started to become like a big phenomenon?
Yeah, I think it was into our adolescence.
I'm just thinking like, oh, this is when the craze became getting insane drinks rather than, oh, these are just coffee shops where you go to get normal coffee, you know, like where the trend started to become like, oh, here's all these different other drinks that even if you don't like coffee, they don't taste like coffee. They taste like a rainbow. Like, wasn't that when we were growing up?
Yeah, I think it was.
Or am I just like...
Okay, wait. So here, I found a dozen coffee moments in Dunkin' Donuts history. Ready?
Yeah.
To celebrate 66 years of keeping people running with our signature coffee, on National Coffee Day, September 29th, we will be serving medium-sized... Oh, wait. No, that's just an ad. Okay. Number one. The Open Kettle Restaurant in Quincy, Massachusetts becomes the very first Dunkin' Donuts in 1950. Mm-hmm. Number two. Dunkin' Donuts coffee goes international with the opening of our first overseas restaurant in Japan in 1970.
Oh, that's earlier than I would have said.
That's way earlier than I would have said. Number three, Dunkin' Donuts is feeling the flavors as we introduce hazelnut and French vanilla coffees as companions to our signature original blend in 1995.
1995. So it took them
until 1995 to come up with flavored coffee.
But that's just flavored coffee. That's not, is that syrup? No,
it seems like flavored coffee. Number four, it's an espresso revolution as Dunkin' Donuts introduces freshly brewed espresso lattes and cappuccinos in 2013.
We were time travelers.
In 2015, we added the macchiato, a handcrafted layered beverage made with steamed milk and topped with a double shot of espresso.
So wait, they didn't start serving lattes until 2003?
Yes, but it looks like they had flavors in 1985, and then, which I'm assuming were syrups. And then the espresso wasn't until 2003. So that probably was right. It probably became a thing right around the time when we were like,
I nailed it.
To do caramel lattes. You did nail it.
Wow, that's crazy. So yeah, this definitely 100% made a whole new generation of like crazy caffeine people. I wonder if we look up Starbucks and like when their stuff, because I feel like I remember when we were like kids, like the whole Starbucks craze all of a sudden became like a thing. Like Starbucks obviously was always popular, but like then it was like, oh, all these like crazy fun drinks like the Frappuccino and the because a lot of what Dunkin' Donuts does is in response to Starbucks.
Yeah, I wonder if Starbucks was first and then Dunkin' Donuts, but yeah, it looks like so we got into caramel lattes because it had just started, you know, like it had just started being a thing.
Yeah, I guess so. Interesting. Wow, we were...
Because 2003, we were what? We might have been a little young.
2003, I would have been 10. No, I would have been 11, and you would have been 12. So...
All right, so we got on the latte trend real quick.
We did. We were, like, forefront. We were, like, innovators, like, of our time.
Yeah, we were innovative. We were, like, we hopped on that train real fast.
We were like, that's so funny. Something that will make us even more annoying to our families. Let's do it. Yeah,
something that will make us even more hyper and annoying.
Why did they let us get that?
I don't know. That's a good question. That is a really great question because my dad didn't let me have caffeine, really.
Yeah. Although, you know, I think part of the explanation is that when I said to my mom today, oh, I'm going to run over to Dunkin' Donuts because our topic is caramel lattes, I said, you know, do you remember us being obsessed with that? And she paused. She was like, yeah. And I was like, oh, you weren't paying attention at all. Okay, great.
No. Our parents were just like letting us entertain ourselves.
They were good parents, but sometimes they would be like, oh, Grace and Georgia, they're great. They're smart kids. They know what they're doing.
Yeah. We were teens. I mean, like, we were preteens. We were fine. I was kind of a latchkey kid, too, because I would, like, you know, come home to my mom's house and, like, chill until my parents got off work.
100% that. Yeah. No, we were fine.
Eating bagel bites and popcorn, watching Toonami.
Yep. But yeah, so I guess kinda is our conclusion to this episode, because yes and no. Am I gonna go get another one of these soon? But was it a fun treat? Yes, absolutely. It was a fun treat.
It was a fun ride. And now I am kind of sleepy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too. It's late in the afternoon and time for a nap.
Yes, nap time.
This was a good one. This was our introduction to food. Fun. Will we do this again? Maybe.
Yeah, perhaps. Perhaps. We got a lot of weird food ones on.
Yeah, we do. We do. We'll have to see how we're going to orchestrate those, but they're on the docket.
Oh, this was fun.
Everybody go get a caramel latte from Dunkin' Donuts. Also,
if you feel like it.
I would just like to say that we're not sponsored by them.
We're not sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. We probably should have said that from the beginning, but if they would like to give us money.
Doing this of our own volition. We are not sponsored by anybody.
No. No, if they were sponsoring us, I would have given them a better review.
That's true. We would have, this whole hour and 40 minutes would have been a glowing review of Dunkin'.
Honestly, caramel lattes are the best thing I've ever put in my mouth.
They're the best thing in the universe. I would have talked about the avocado toast that I got.
Did you get an avocado? Was that from the Dunkin'?
Yeah, it was from Dunkin'.
Was it good?
I would rather make it at home.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
If I'm like on the go and I need something, sure, whatever. But it was more like avocado spread on like slightly crispy bread.
My go-to at Dunkin' is, which your mom kind of introduced me to, is an egg bacon and cheese on a cinnamon raisin bagel. That's like my hangover food. If I'm like really hungover and have no time, that's nice. That hits the spot.
Yeah, definitely good hangover food. Yeah, Dunkin', sure.
America, it runs on it.
That's my review. Sure, why not?
Yeah, Dunkin', sure. Why not?
It's cheaper than Starbucks.
Although not really. This was like $4. $5. It was like $5. Okay.
Yeah, I guess mine was too. But the sizes are a lot bigger, so.
I don't know. For a medium? I mean, it's like the same.
Okay, well, the iced sizes are definitely.
Yeah, the iced sizes.
The definitely iced? Different. I don't know where they're getting their sizes from. This is like insane.
It's like old McDonald's Super Size Me sizes.
I guess so. And I cannot believe that I ordered and then drank a whole one of them. But I'm not going to like.
Yeah, I'm proud of you.
Thank you so much. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and act like that's not something that I would do, because it is. I just.
How badly do you have to pee right now?
You know, not that bad. And I'm really proud of myself.
Hell yeah.
How about you?
Not that bad. Okay. And I drank some water too.
I definitely thought I was going to have to pee in the middle of this. I was like, I am going to have to go.
Yeah. Or like poop. Poop was more my worry, that I would be holding in poops this whole time.
I pooped this morning, so.
I did poop this morning as well, which was a good call on both of our parts.
Yeah, that really was.
Good vowels.
I'm really good glad vowels. That we both did that, and then that is now recorded at an hour and 45 minutes.
I'm leaving it in. I'm leaving in poop talk.
Nope. I will edit it out. I will take I will take your edit, and I will edit it.
Well, I'm going to release the Georgia cut of this episode.
The Georgia cut is just an hour and 45 minutes of us talking about poop.
The Georgia cut is nothing is edited.
Anyway, we should probably jump all off our recording now.
Well, this was nice.
I miss your face. Isn't that?
I miss your face. That is our sign off. Should we come up with a better one? I don't know.
We should eventually, but not today.
Yeah.
Today is
not happening. Yeah, today is not the day. I miss your face.
Okay. I love you. Bye bye. Okay.
Love you too. Bye.
This has been a G Squared production with your hosts, Georgia Gove and Grace Wilbur. You can find us on all the social medias at Still Dig This Pod. Our producer is Irem Dogan-Kali, and our music is Banana Snacks by Demon Garden. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
This show has been brought to you by Machine Culture.